From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Toe Places.
Thank you, Five.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Toe Places. I am Jed.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Beth.
Wanted to go at the same time.
It's
there.
Fine.
I did feel like we were kind of in unison on our Five Toe Places. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't even practice that.
Mm-mm. No. We're just old hands at this point. So experienced and wise. So
experienced.
I was going to say, I said that and you were both just silent.
I feel like it's been a hot minute since I've been on the podcast.
I was fixing to say, Heather was just on for the cake, but that was the first time she'd been on in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were on for Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
But then before that, I think it had been a while.
It just used to be like it was every week.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And well, the past few weeks, it's been like me and Austin.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Every week, so.
He's fun
and
to
why
talk
do you
to.
Need more than that?
Yeah, he's fun to talk to.
No, I barely had to be there. I can just like give him a prompt and he'll go off. So we're good there, yeah. So we wanted to come in and talk to you. Heather and I just recently spent close to a week in Victoria, Texas, which is down by the Gulf, a little bit south of Houston.
I saw palm trees.
We did, yeah. There were some palm trees. There were a few. It was a weird mix of looking... because it's not the part of the country that it's hill country, but it looked like here, except there were also palm trees.
Yeah, it's like Lubbock mm-hmm. with palms.
Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was real weird.
Mm-hmm. Look, touch more humid down there.
Ooh,
oh, yeah,
man.
It was definitely that. Oh, my gosh. It was, the air was heavy.
You could feel it. Mm-hmm. You could feel the air.
We lived in that area for 8 years, and it was hard for me to get used to living here.
Yeah.
Because the inside of your nose starts to get all dry and you just get my look. I was like, where's my blanket of humidity?
Yeah.
When I first moved here, my skin took a while to adjust to. It almost felt like there was just paper cuts mm-hmm. everywhere because mm-hmm. it was just acclimating to that.
Yeah.
And I have very like textured curly hair. And coming here first, it took me a while to like get. Man, down there it was the exact same thing in a different. I feel like
you made a few comments about. I'm not even gonna try to mess with my hair down here.
There's no in between. You could do down there. Yeah. You have to wear it really long so you can put it up, or really short so you don't have to fiddle. Yeah. That in between is just too much work.
I was walking around in god dang February thinking I should have packed. Sandals and shorts. I knew mm-hmm. it was going to be 80 degrees, but I didn't count for the humidity.
And then, but oddly enough, and even they said it was pretty not normal there. It was really cold one day and really hot one day, and the weather really fluctuated. But it was beautiful. We spent a majority of our time downtown with the...
Yes. So we were there for the TNT Tech Fest, which is the Theater Network of Texas. And this was my first official, it was my first theater conference, but it was my first time like going on a trip for work.
Yeah.
And Heather and I actually had a lot of fun sitting in the airport. It was like, we're business travelers. We're traveling.
We've got a layover here, you know.
We had a layover in Houston. We stopped in Houston. I had to get on my phone and pull out my laptop, set up in a coffee shop in Houston and in the airport and was like, doing work stuff and then getting a cup of coffee and then going and having the most enormous plate of nachos in the world at the Hard Rock Cafe.
All of the food places are so big.
Yeah, we felt like it's like we're adult business people traveling for business. I have to let me get up and do some work on your phone. I'll do some work on my laptop. We've got a flight to catch in an hour.
We got to say work colleague. This is my work colleague.
Every time you referred to me as your work colleague, I was like, hey, yeah.
We had a really good time. It's actually my first time to be going to something with TNT as a board member because this is my first year. I just finished my first year as a TNT board member. And it was a lot of fun. There were so many workshops. Nice. It's basically TNT is a resource for other, and they used to be called nonprofit, Texas nonprofit theaters. But now they've moved it to Network of Theaters because they want to be able to include regional theaters, mm-hmm. college, universities, any type of theater program. And they provide training, adjudication, competition, resources, grant help. There's just a whole lot of reasons to be able to join TNT, and this was the... It was fun to attend TexFest.
Now, how did they set it up? I'm going to play Terry Gross in this.
Right, yes, yes.
I'm going to put my best NPR on here. How did they set it up? So do you take us through, like, your schedule on a day?
So, well, the first night that we got there, there was, it was just kind of a welcoming ceremony. Everybody had cupcakes and...
Oh, those cupcakes were so freaking good.
They were wild.
They were like Hostess, where they had like the little swirl on the top and the cream center. And
but they were, but more.
Oh, man. I'd have to find even what that thing was.
Adult size?
So. Yeah, yeah.
So not kid lunch size?
We
sweet as can be bakery.
Do they deliver?
Yeah,
will they mail them to us? That's what
we'll
I want
to look and see, because it'd be worth it.
I was going to say, good job, hospitality crew, on for TNT in
with
Victoria.
That, we had some delicious mimosas.
Oh, gosh, the mimosas are really
and,
good.
And kind of hung out and everything, and then we had a theater performance that night. So it was, this festival and other festivals like this have been described to me as kind of UIL one act, but for adults.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how it was. It was, we would, most of the days we'd have workshops during the morning and afternoon, and then there'd be a few performances in the night. So the first night we got there, Theater Victoria, who was kind of hosting us, put on their performance. And I think we'll go through some of it, but like, I feel like later, a little bit later in the podcast, we'll talk about some of the shows we saw, because there, you know, there's some pretty neat ones, but.
I definitely loved that there was a lot of original work. There was at least two pieces that I know for sure were original. And I also love the workshop style setup, because you could really pick and choose. Like, if you were really interested in learning more about social media and marketing, you go to that one. If you wanted to do more like how to learn how to grant write or your storytelling, it really was from even how to do faux painting techniques on wall.
Mm.
I've done workshops in the past with TNT where they had like food making. We made ice cream cones and stuff like that. Like, it was kind of fun stuff. Along with important stuff, because I really love that Texans for the Arts was there this time, and they did a advocacy workshop where they actually talked about how you can do better advocacy work for the arts in general, not just at the state level where you're talking to your legislative and all of that, because it was a big arts advocacy day very recently.
Yeah.
And so, but it was also how to get plugged in more to your local. How to be, because that should be more important. Mm-hmm. It should be something that you're thinking about when you are not just for your grant writing or trying to get funding, but for your community engagement. And I really loved hearing from them specifically. But I love the workshops. It's part of my favorite thing to do whenever I've gone to something like TexFest before. Because I think the last time LCT went to TexFest, golly, I think it was 7 years ago.
Man.
And LCT competed in the Quad Fest, because basically what you do is you have your quads and they're split up between Texas. You have your, we're in Quad 1 and it's kind of all the way from El Paso to, Lubbock.
It's kind of El Paso down I-10 to Abilene and then up to like Amarillo in the Panhandle.
Yeah, and there's about four or five other quads, and you all compete for your theaters in those, and then the top two from each quad go on to TexFest, and then the top two at TexFest go on to the regional, and the top regional go to nationals.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that type of a competition grid. We went with Love, Loss, and What I Wore. That was directed by J.C. Brown. It had me, Pam Brown, Aaron Castle. I have joyful memories of traveling with that show.
And that was one of the first productions I saw at LCT.
Was it?
Godspell. And then we did Still Magnolias at a different theater, and then I went to see you guys in that. And I don't know who I was with. I was with somebody. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
Well, Quadfest is coming in October, so we're looking at LCT taking a show to Quadfest this year.
I have a suggestion.
We have some thoughts on this too.
We'll have to. So I imagine with an event like this, it's a really big opportunity for networking and meeting other people. Talk about that a little bit.
So, oh gosh, we made connections. I think for one of the first connections we made was, I'm ordering things in my brain. So it was a good chance to connect with other theaters and with
And they're arts administrators. And yeah, quite yeah, a that's few a good way. Artistic directors, executive directors, but also just their community members and their performers. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, it was connecting with, you know, Texas Commission for the Arts and Texans for the Arts, because both of those were... It's so funny because our theater specifically uses something called Tickets to the City for our box office. Mm-hmm. And I met the Greg Ricks, who emails me every week on what our deposit is. But also, we probably talk to him monthly when we are troubleshooting.
I spent a good amount of time talking to Greg. One of the workshops I attended was a Tickets to the City workshop. And I had went because... like Whitney, our box office manager, really, you know, knows the system. I know how to do a couple of things in there, and I wanted to learn some more. What that ended up being, the attendees to this particular, because he held several workshops, mm-hmm. but the one I went to, the attendees were just me and then Heather, who was not our Heather, but Heather. Who
there
was
were four the, Heathers, yeah. by the way.
So shout out to Heather, the ED of Fayette County Community yes. Theater down in
LaGrange, right? LaGrange,
yeah.
LaGrange. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it's the town. Yeah, LaGrange is the town. I don't even call that song by its name. I just call that the song where he goes, ha, 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 ha. But yes, I thought of that every time. In LaGrange, Texas, it was me and her, and we already used Tickets to the City. She did not. They use Eventbrite, and she was looking for something better. And I think between me and Greg was able to pull up some of our box office stuff and Abilene Community Theater's box office stuff and other places, and we were able to walk her through all the things that Tickets to the City could do. And I think that, but that particular Heather was one of the first connections that we made. Mm-hmm. Also, there was a social media marketing workshop that we attended that turned into a really cool discussion amongst all the theaters and the facilitator, just on, because there were people, us and some other theaters, who have varying levels of experience and expertise in that, and then other theaters who were like, I don't know how to make social media work for me. So we were all able to just sit in a room and bounce ideas off of each other and say, well, let us tell you how we do this, and let's how, and it was really cool. And
I really enjoy.
Do you find that in talking to those people that you all had similar experiences and similar things that you dealt with on a day-to-day basis, or did you get into that stuff that far?
There was some of that. I think that's one of the reasons that we connected with Other Heather so well, was because...
You did refer to her as Other Heather the whole
thing.
To us.
To her. She's Heather, and our Heather is Other Heather.
I'm Other Heather.
But yeah, we had to differentiate, because like I said, there were literally four Heathers at this event. But when we were talking to her at that social media workshop and then at other places afterwards, because we ended up hanging out with her and going to get drinks and other stuff like that, it was very obvious that, like, she's a smaller theater because she's in not just LaGrange, but all of Fayette County is just a smaller demographic than Lubbock. But she has the same, like, fire and desire to grow her theater and the same kind of spirit that I have felt that we have here. And I feel like a lot of the things she was running up against were things we could help with, because there's like, we were there like 2 years ago, so like mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. absolutely do this, and here's mm-hmm. let us pass on any information we can, you know.
And that's what I loved so much about it too, was because it's a space for not only us to go find resources about how other theaters are handling the challenges that we're facing, but that we can be a source of support and resources for, mm-hmm. for theaters that we seem to be excelling at, or we have put some structure in place to help with. And so it's just this very much ebb and flow and giving and taking of information. Almost like open source computer was something I think sure. I had said yeah. somewhere, but that's what I love that energy that comes from sharing of ideas mm-hmm. and sharing of experiences.
Yeah, and I think to answer your question, there was a lot of people have had a lot of the same experiences or on different points of the same path, mm-hmm. and so it made that flow of exchange just like nonstop, because mm-hmm. like. Another point, we have like a couple of hours between workshops and performances. So us and a bunch of the other Quad One theaters walked a couple of blocks down from the venue and had drinks. And
oh man, that drink was really good too.
Oh my gosh, it was on Friday. It was the day that Island Trap opened, so we had a drink called an Island Breeze.
Oh,
and
nice.
Island Trap.
we were there in spirit.
It was one delicious and two big, so we were like, we're only having one of these because it'd be real easy to drink like three.
Yeah, I only had one.
We would all of us be talking there, and it was fun for us to all get off in one group because we were able to then focus on our quad and the desire to kind of, quad one has been disjointed a bit because we're all kind of far apart, and et cetera. So we came away from this conversation and this conference with a real desire to begin re-solidifying quad one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, so even within that quad one, we have a new TNT board member, which is Jason over at Amarillo Little Theater. And so now you have LCT, Alt, and Randy Ham, who's over at Odessa. With, I think, those three, with us having a vision and want and drive to bring us all together more, I think that that's going to be really strong. I think that's going to help Quad One and TNT at large, or theaters across West Texas and across Texas. I think that that's going to be good. Yeah. I think it's going to be strong. I think I'm excited about that partnership,
the stuff that
it can do for LCT, as well as just the theaters kind of in our region. It fired me up, and I was very excited.
Super fired up.
In that same vein, you know, along with supporting each other, the influx of ideas for you personally had to have been pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a truth statement?
Oh, yes. Because I was... I think one of the things I was trying to weave my way towards earlier was that for every time we were able to offer some piece of advice to another theater was able to offer some advice to us, because we were all, the conversation would just get started and someone would mention something and we're like, oh, we can help with that. Mm-hmm. Here's what we do. And then say, but we've kind of come across this problem. And another person would be like, oh, well, we actually just dealt with that. And we can have, it's like, And it would just go around and around, and everybody had some way, either I've experienced this thing, or even if I haven't, here's a thought that I have that maybe you didn't think of. Like, we're all just able to just constantly bouncing ideas off of each other that were helpful to all of us.
Whether it was social media, whether it was board structure, whether it was how to plan your season and pick your plays.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was volunteer management, there was just so many aspects that go into, and I think that that's the case too, is that I think there's a lot of things that go into having a community theater, having a safe space, running a nonprofit arts organization that a lot of people don't think about. And that was definitely a place that you could go and be with your peers and your colleagues
and your colleagues.
And actually be able to have those types of discussions. We're very bougie now. I apologize in advance for all of the...
On our last day there, so it closed Saturday night, but we stayed over till Sunday because Heather had a board meeting to go before we left town. And then after her board meeting, we had several hours to kill before our flight. And there's a whole story and adventure there. But we kind of wandered around downtown, and we ended up at this small Mexican restaurant, and it was like 11. It was they just opened for lunch.
Thank God.
Yeah. And they convinced us to get mimosas with our food.
It was so hard to convince us, too.
I'm sure
it was super difficult.
Well, because they brought up the drink menu at first, and we looked at it, and I was like, these drinks are like $12. I don't want to get a $12. But the mimosas were cheaper.
$6.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So I sat there at like 11:30 having, it was like, oh, here we are having our brunch mimosas on our business trip.
Good.
We were insufferable.
And we have to work with these
people. We were insufferable.
We talked several times, Beth, about what it would have been like if you had come. Well.
I considered going, and I didn't do it this time. But today is the first time I've seen you since you were gone. I've seen you twice, I think. But today was the first day I saw you since that was done. Do you want to go again?
Yes.
Absolutely. We hadn't even left, and
we were already
planning. Excited about coming back next year.
What do you want to do different?
Oh, man.
Aside from the weather thing.
Right. That.
There were a lot of personal things that happened. Canceled flights. I think I triggered security 3 times.
Yeah.
It was, man. The spots so, that came so up
you're
on...
driving next time.
Well, we
especially
thought about...
if it's within 6-7 hours, I would drive within
yeah,
6 hours.
Any of the stuff that we do with our quad, we will probably drive to. We've been invited to come down to Midland Community Theater for Summer Mummers in June.
Which I actually think I really want us to go do that. Because not only we'll have a quad meeting, and that we can actually talk about Quad Fest and competing and all of that. But the great thing that I loved about our quad meeting up and talking was that they wanted our focus to not be the theaters, not to go in there with just the competition in mind, but it's more community, team building. Come and perform for each other and enjoy it for fun and not let it be just about the advancing and all of that. Yeah. So we're supposed to meet in June. They've got a table for us. I think, what did they call it?
A pit table.
Pit table.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to go enjoy. I've never seen Summer Mummers, no, but haven't. I have heard so much about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll come to that. Sure. Yeah.
That's fine. And then also Quad Fest itself, which we haven't determined quite where that that'll be part
if
of.
If for no other reason, it gives me an opportunity to make a playlist.
Oh, totally.
And I always jump with the opportunity to make a playlist.
Oh, Beth, I think a road trip with you would be so.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Ask my pal Dana Coulson about that sometime.
we were actually pretty proud of ourselves because Jed and I are both fairly introvert, unless we have to not be introverts. Yeah. And we were like, what happens when the conversation stalls? Why isn't Beth here?
But isn't it interesting how when you're in a group, a collective of like-minded people who are going through the same things that you are, how much more you find is in your self to give.
Very much so. That was, I think, and that is good insight because that probably explains
right?
why. Yeah, you're very smart
lady.
But we were both marveling a few times over the weekend. It's like the two people most likely to go be quiet and hide in a corner have come alone to this. Well, our cohort Lonnie Fox was there, but he didn't travel with us. We met up with him when we got down there, but we were doing a great job of like talking to people and networking with people. It's like, look at us, you know. But I think that is totally it because there was that like-mindedness that brought that excitement out of us and made us able to talk to everybody and make these connections. We did determine though, Beth, one place that your presence would have been greatly helpful. Was when
the
Heather
bar.
And I, well, that,
yeah.
but every single meal, Heather and I did. I don't know. What do you want? I don't know.
We're
so
indecisive.
I have no trouble picking. And if I'm with people that really genuinely don't care, I will pick.
Yeah, no.
Yes,
and
that's what
Beth
we
would,
needed
Beth,
you to
Beth
be here to
here,
do that.
She'd have already picked where we're going by now, and we'd be like, "Yes, ma'am." We're gonna get over.
I don't mean to be that way.
No. We don't mean that derogatorily.
Yeah,
at
no,
all.
We needed
like,
it.
We would have welcomed it. I mean, we still picked places and had a great time. Mm. But I was going to say, though, that we'll probably drive to anywhere in our quad as far as Tex Fest, and Tex Fest location will change from time to time. Next year, it is going to be in Victoria again.
I think right now.
That's the plan right now. And if that is the case, then flying or driving will probably depend largely on how many people go.
Yeah, because if we take a show, and I don't know, I don't think necessarily next year's a competing
right.
one. I'd have to check those dates.
Even if we don't bring a show, even if it's like four people going,
you can leave a day before if you're going to drive.
Yeah.
You can leave the day before and spend the night in Dallas. I've driven Lubbock to Houston only one day before, and it's taxing.
I've driven farther in one day for sure. It can be done, but yeah. And
we were talking about if we were taking a show that you have to have your set
have
and you'd have to do
case,
a U-Haul
obviously.
And there's our costs associated.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that TNT helps with too, that you do have if you have those advancing theater companies, they get kind of like a little bit of a scholarship to help offset some of those costs if you do decide to advance and stuff like that.
But. And we thought it was like, well, maybe we fly to Houston and get the rental car there and drive down to, because the rental car situation was a little bit tougher because Victoria is so small that their rental car place is not open on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't. I would have. I
so
didn't
we had
realize
to,
it was so close. I would have advised you just to go to Houston.
So that's probably what.
To love.
Now that we're
field?
Pros at traveling,
yeah. not love.
Well, on the way
hobby.
Home.
We were at
Hobby or Bush.
Bush.
Bush. Yeah.
I mean, now that we're, you know, experienced travelers, there are lots of things that I would do differently.
You'll be switching to, like, the Platinum Amex for the airport. Right.
We are already Emerald status on
Enterprise. I need to pull us in because I'm going to have to go here in a minute. And I think I know the answer to this.
Okay.
But do you feel refreshed and renewed in yourself personally?
Very much.
Yeah.
Like, we both talked over and over again about how excited we were to get back to work.
But I mean, do you personally, Jed, feel validated and renewed?
Yes.
Without a doubt. Yourself?
100%, yes.
I think even at that, Jed and I, we had a lot of, I don't know, there was just a week of self-reflection, and it was nice. It was personal, it was work, it was mission, it was community. All of those things felt very refreshed by the end of it. And that's why I think I recommend, if any time you have an opportunity to go do that for yourself, as especially as part of your work or leadership building, I think you should take the time to do that, because I think it refills a well in a way that you cannot do here.
Did you know that you needed it that much?
Nope.
No. I was
surprised. I love that our answers are so quick.
Yeah.
No.
No, I did not realize until it had happened about how much it was needed. Yeah.
These are the kinds of things that I think about when we say that theater heals. Mm.
Yes.
These are the kind of things that I think about. And I'm so glad that you guys got to go.
Yeah, it was so good. It was very
so
good.
So glad.
It was very good. It was such a good experience. Like I said, it was Saturday night when things were closing down. We were already excited about coming back next year. And excited about the stuff we've got coming up, doing more things with our quad, going from theater to theater, for whether for Summer Mummers or some special event someone else is having, or having them come up here, or doing Quad Fest every year, because I'm excited about that. We had already started talking about what kind of shows could we take to Quad Fest, what would we do, what would be, and so we had
I had heard someone mention it as, it's a great way to do those projects that aren't necessarily meant for your main season. It's not but it's something that you've really wanted to do, or really want to dig your teeth into, because it is for other theater people.
Yes, and there is something different about performing for other theater people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a great place to end, unless you have anything else you want to say.
I have plenty of personal stories to tell you privately that we had a great time.
We can sit down and just hang out sometime when you've got more time.
I definitely wanted to talk about the shows themselves a little bit more, but, you know, I think that it was a great time. It was a great time.
Yeah.
I loved the actors were wonderful. The shows were interesting and diverse, and I'm excited about the two companies. They're the ones that I picked to go forward as well.
And one of them, there was a guy there who had an auto drama, a solo show.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be coming here for Solo Fest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was David Hill. He was actually very specifically about his growing up, meeting his husband, how important rights and equality and advocacy are for our LGBTQ.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, you're fine. And it was really funny. It was heartwarming. It was poignant. He has a speech. He calls it a speech enhancement instead of a speech impediment. And I went up because you're like, is that just part of his character?
He opens the show under a bunch of blankets and a blanket fort.
Like a kid, I think.
And so you thought at first, is he affecting, and then it stays with him and you realize, oh, that's
his speech. I actually went up to him after and introduced myself, and I talked about my own son and his own speech enhancement. And it was wonderful to see that represented up on the stage.
Oh,
and
that's great.
I'm telling you, the whole week was fulfilling in ways that you just can't.
That's good.
It was wonderful.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of. And there was also the British actor in Tracks.
Yeah.
The one of the adjudicators asked, like, are you really British, really? Or were you putting on?
That was pretty good.
It was a pretty good accent. It's like, well, it's a good accent because I'm really British. I liked Trax a whole lot. Yeah, that was a good show. But, yeah.
Definitely. We won't even talk about how Threesome was not actually about the threesome you thought it was going to be. That's, again, one of those. Mm-hmm.
That was an original work by Patrick McLaughlin by Theatre Victoria. And the playwright was there because he's Theatre Victoria's tech guy. And so he actually got to take us around a tour of the theater space. And we got to go up in the catwalk.
Beautiful space.
Yeah.
I bet it's is it in an older building? Mm-hmm. I feel like
it was an old apartment store.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Yeah,
cool.
He was able to show us the photos of it in like 1950, whatever.
That's awesome.
It was really fun. I'm telling you, it was just every moment was filled with.
Yeah.
It was great.
I love it.
Even the parts, the very frustrating parts coming home with troubles with our flight and everything. There was an air in my mind, even if we were frustrated and having a rough night, there was still an air of, this is going to be a tale that's a part of the adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Like, it
was, yeah. And then that allowed us to, all that mishap allowed us to drive home the next day, which meant we got to go through Abilene, my hometown, and I got to stop and have lunch at my favorite burrito place.
Shout out to the burritos, wonderful. Oh, well, I got a quesadilla, but let me tell you, that was some good stuff. And what my favorite part was the strawberry lemonade, though.
Oh, yeah. Their lemonade, La Popular's lemonade is so good. It's just the right mix of sweet and tart. Mm-hmm. My wife, when I told her I had La Popular for lunch that day, she literally kicked me in the shins.
Oh, poor Sherry.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was a good time.
Well, I'm so glad. And I can see it on your faces. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
When you guys are happy, I'm happy. I've got nothing else to ask you at this juncture.
All right.
Thank you for playing NPR.
You're very welcome.
You make an excellent Terry Gross.
Not quite Terry Gross, but I'll get there.
You'll get there. You did fantastic.
I have to bring it down a little.
Well, when we get our new audio equipment, here in a little bit, we're each going to have our own individual mics, and we'll be able to go full NPR then.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, yeah. All right. So I guess that's a good place to sign up, because Heather and I could probably sit here and just tell stories all afternoon.
Well, you can continue without me if you need to. It won't be the same.
We've lived the stories. What we'll do, like you were saying, is sometime when we're all just hanging out, we'll tell you stories of our weekend.
Okay.
So thank you to everyone for being here. Thank you to everyone who participated in TexFest. Thank you to Theatre Victoria and TNT and everyone who ran workshops and our adjudicators, one of whom we ended up flying home with.
That's right.
And yeah.
Oh, can I do the outro?
Oh, by all means, yes.
On behalf of myself and my co-host, thank you for joining us for this round of Five Till Places. Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.